Good morning. As she said, I'm Stephanie Branco from the National Association of Local Boards of Health, and I'm here to talk with you about strengthening local environmental health services through public health governance. These are just my disclosures of no relationships to disclose. Learning objectives for today, I'm hoping by the end of the session we will describe to you the what boards of health are and governing bodies and how they relate to health departments, and we'll explain the how public health governance ties into core environmental health services. Hopefully that you might be able to list some board of health responsibilities for environmental services by the end, and detailing some of the benefits of engaging boards in health boards of health and environmental health programs. So just a little bit about us, National Association of Local Boards of Health. We are 20 years old. We are based in Bowling Green, Ohio, and we provide education, training, and support to those who serve on the boards that govern local health departments or state or tribal or territorial across our nation. And part of our mission, and so I'm sort of repeating a little bit here, but our more standard is to say that we inform, guide, and a national voice for the boards that govern the health departments and shape public health policy. And for more than a generation, we have helped Board of Health members to connect to better fill their public health responsibilities. So many of the boards of health across our country get their legal authority through their state statutes. And as I started this job about a year ago, I realized that there was quite a variance from state to state as to the actual public health governance entity. But primarily, their legal authority will come from their state statutes. They vary again across the country. You have situations like in Ohio where we have primarily community volunteers who serve on boards through an appointment process. There are states, for example, Michigan, where the county commissioners actually serve as the Board of Health. And I know that many places, like here in California, you have councils, and many local boards of health can report to, for example, a mayor or city council. So, again, it varies across the country. But our goal is to really tap into the potential of those folks serving in these government and serving in these public health governance entity roles. And one of the things NOBLE is doing is we're developing a governance functions, and this is a project that we've taken on with CDC, and it's been a number of years now. We've done some research on this, and we're getting ready to finalize what we hope will be a landmark document that will really define six governance roles for public health governance entities. And these are first three roles, policy development, resource stewardship, and legal authority. And in these roles, as it relates to the environmental health departments, the environmental health functions, boards of health are responsible for developing or recommending environmental health policies, making sure that they have the programs in place with the necessary resources, and also that they understand the responsibilities of those in the workforce, including sanitarians and other environmental health professionals. For the next three functions, partner engagement, continuous improvement, and oversight, again, there are specific roles for governing entities as it relates to environmental health, including that they should help engage with other community partners, such as natural resources, agriculture, planning, parks and recreation. There also should be quality improvement for environmental health programs and oversight of all public health performance, which would include their environmental health services. This is just a typical structure of a local board, a local health department. You can see the boards of health. Generally, many boards of health have the authority to hire the health officer, health director, and then they oversee the health department. And of course, you see one of the many health departments' main function having environmental health as a very important program. So we conduct a survey, profile survey, and we usually launch it around every 3 to 5 years. And this was from a few years ago. We had a special section in that specifically about environmental health, and we were asking local boards of health various questions. And what we found from that was that 81% of the boards of health were responsible for oversight of their environmental health programs. And very high percentages, 93.5 and 86.6, either review or propose public health regulations. And 87%, almost 89% recommend public health policies. So the role of the board in environmental health is very important. They assess the community's environmental health needs. They're supposed to help develop or recommend policies and programs to meet a community's environmental health needs, and they ensure, again, that personnel, training, resources are available to run the programs. These are just an example of some common environmental health services, and it's interesting, again, a lot of times the emphasis on these will vary depending on where you live. I worked once for the Sandusky County Health Department, which is in a fairly rural area of Northwest Ohio, and food safety, of course, always a big program, and what we spent a lot of time, especially the board, was dealing with private water sources, well, septic tanks. Again, especially when we're in a more rural community, a lot of times that the governing entities will actually have hearings and they will look at information and approve permits and so forth to put in. Oftentimes, they're placing a septic tank, for example, and then you may have to have a variance. So, again, very, very important topics that the boards of health actually work on in environmental health. Board of Health opportunities with environmental health services. My show and tell here is that I do have with me a couple of primers or primers, depending on how you pronounce it, for environmental health that we developed at NALBO, and it's a very long project that was recently updated late last year, early this year, and there are within it there are just a large amount of information about various types of environmental health issues, and these are some highlights, if you will, from that document. In this particular one, it talks about how local boards of health can be involved in air quality, and including partnering with other local, state, and even federal agencies to monitor air quality, and of course working with other local agencies in their community, and providing information. One of the things that we say as the national organization that supports those who are involved in the governing entities is that they're really the link between the community and the public health services. So the flow of information going both ways, that we like to see that our boards are in tune with what the community's needs are, with what the community's issues are, and able to bring that back to the health department professionals, but also they can serve a role in promoting educational materials and information and in other activities that they're involved in at their own workplace. Again, many of them hold other jobs. They're involved in service clubs, or maybe they're on the Chamber of Commerce board, and really using those relationships to promote information and materials about what's going on in their community and how you can address those issues. Again, here are some other specific examples of things that boards can do, everything from looking at tobacco smoke issues to areas that may have issues with radon, and also things like healthy home campaigns. And again, specialized air quality protections, these are things that boards of health can be involved in. Again, a lot of it depends on where you may have an opportunity for bus idling or diesel-powered equipment. Agricultural burning may be one for a rural area, such as where I live. And then another big topic is food safety, as I mentioned before, even in my own experience, that local restaurants, inspections and so forth, and making sure that the food supply is safe. It's a big role for your boards to be involved in that. And again, making sure that everything's up to code and that you have the correct regulations in place is also very important. And there says there's adopting enforceable code from FDA food code, for example. Just making sure that as a Board of Health member that you're responsible for knowing what the best regulations and best practices, and you have an opportunity to follow those. And again, conducting hearings if there happens to be food safety violations. These are the types of things you're doing. Operating licenses is important. And just making sure that you have the appropriate staff in place. I know that can be a challenge, especially in these economic times, that you can provide the adequate inspection. And it's one of those things with the safety. I always think about this as very important in the safety net of public health, that people want to say, what is public health? And say, have you had a meal at a restaurant lately? And did you enjoy your meal? And were you fine after the meal? If you didn't get sick, you enjoyed it, you were healthy, there's a safety net going on underneath there, and that's local environmental public health working for you. And what's happening nowadays, too, is there's some emerging opportunities that we like to keep our boards informed on. Farmers markets are becoming very popular. sort of short-term food establishments like at fairs or festivals. Rog milk is a regulations coming into place, and then looking at cottage and homemade foods. And these are some examples of places where perhaps you haven't had a regulation in place, but as a Board of Health member, it's something to think about and, again, assess what's going on in your community, and also being able to look to other places and other models that do have that. And I'm skipping ahead here, one I meant to mention really quickly. I also have another show-and-tell item with me today. We at NALBO have recently updated on our website an online repository of environmental health policies and regulations, and it's a good resource if you're especially a local board health member, anybody working in environmental public health, if you're interested in seeing what's being done across the country, if maybe there's an emerging issue in your area, but you know you're not sure what some other regulations look like. We've tried to consolidate those into a place and a resource for you to go to look and maybe see what's happening in other parts of the country. It might be something that you might want to consider using in your own community. And I know I'm running short on time here. We have so many good things in the primer to talk about, but of course, drinking water, I mentioned that earlier, especially as it relates to private wells or septic tanks and just ensuring water quality even in the municipal systems, of course, something, again, that the oversight's important for. You know, and wastewater also, you know, managing the, you know, wastewater needs. Again, you know, it all boils down sort of the core of public health, you know, doing the assessment in the community, just ensuring that the resources are there, and then really working with other local agencies. And again, the opportunity as a Board of Health member to really even work board to board or across other other sectors of the community. And some hazardous waste opportunities, of course, you know, very important. I know that in my own community, we have a couple things that have happened over the years. For example, we had a toluene spill once in our main river, and that was a huge issue that our local health department had to deal with. And also we do have a hazardous waste, I don't know if they call it hazardous waste, but it's a liquid waste site. They actually inject what's referred to as pickle liquor. I'm not even sure what that is, but they inject it into some solid rock formations. And I know the local health department and the board is very involved on a regular basis. They go out there. They have quarterly meetings just to monitor that site and make sure everything's in compliance. And obviously very concerned about just maintaining the safety of the community. And here's another issue, vector control. This year, as we've seen with the issues of West Nile virus outbreaks, when I worked in local public health, I know we had a garage at one time. They had where they used to spray for mosquitoes, and then that kind of went away for a while, and we used it as a big storage area. But of course, now these issues are coming back up again. You're looking at issues like that, and how can we control for these emerging diseases? And just some examples of what they can do, again, adopting policies and regulations on vector management, and just, again, overseeing the programs and controls they have in place. So how can boards of health impact environmental health? Again, I've talked a little bit about what they do, but again, I think just looking at what's truly their involvement. You know, they provide budget oversight and support for programs. They'll set fees. Hopefully they will be accurate and help to fund the programs. Again, policy implementation, very important. And looking at hiring qualified environmental health personnel and practitioners. And yet a third show-and-tell item, we do actually have a document that we developed to help guide those in public health who would be interested in looking at how to hire qualified folks. And just some more, mentioned this earlier, but just kind of wrapping up, the link to the community, really understanding the community's needs, bringing the information in and being able to take that information back. And just really helping with awareness about environmental issues in the community. And working with, as I've said, other officials from other boards to elected officials and how they can improve environmental health in their community. And just a little bit about, we do have an opportunity to order the primer. I do have a couple available. I'd be more than happy to give those out after the session. And you can always go to our website for information about how to order other materials. And here's just some resources. I mentioned the repository, and CDC has some great resources too. We work closely with CDC, and also NACHO is one of our, as we consider them, our sister partner, and they do have some specific information, especially about assessing needs of the environmental health in the community. And if there's any questions we can answer for you at the National Organization of Local Boards of Health, we'd be happy to. Again, I'm Stephanie. Carrie is I'm sort of pinch hitting, as you probably tell. She's our person that focuses full-time on the environmental health issues, and we'd be happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you.